This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apogapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valor brought Pakistan to its knees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India. Modi was addressing the function after laying the foundation stone in inaugurating various developmental projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palana near Bikaner in Rajasthan today. PM said that Pakistan has been continuously spreading terrorism since independence, but now the price of such incidents will have to be borne by Pakistan's army and its economy.
Pakistan ke saath na trade hoga, na talk. Agar baat hogi, to sirf Pakistan ke kabje wale Kashmir ki. Aur agar Pakistan ne aatankiyon ko export karna jari rakha, to usko pai pai ke liye mohtaj hona hoga.
Highlighting the initiatives taken to create robust infrastructure in the country in the last 11 years, PM said several big initiatives have been taken to create modern road and rail infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today interacted with leading Japanese think tanks in Tokyo and briefed them on India's zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegation, which arrived in Tokyo in the first leg of their five-nation tour, discussed regional security challenges, including state-backed terrorism. Meanwhile, an Indian all-party delegation arrived in the United Arab Emirates this morning, marking a significant step in New Delhi's diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor. The third multi-party delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimozi Karunanidhi, has left for a five-nation visit to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the two-day Rising Northeast Investors Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. The summit is aimed at highlighting the Northeast region as a land of opportunity, attracting global and domestic investment and bringing together key stakeholders, investors and policymakers on a single platform. The main focus sectors of investment promotion include tourism and hospitality, agro, food processing, elite sectors and others. In keeping with this commitment to conducting free, fair and inclusive elections, the Election Commission of India has launched 18 key initiatives over the last 3 months to strengthen various aspects of the electoral process. These approaches include voter facilitation, procedural reforms, stakeholder involvement, legal readiness, staff capacity building, and administrative improvements. In the meantime, Chief Electoral Officer Arunachal Pradesh has urged all individuals, political parties, and stakeholders to actively participate in and endorse these reforms to uphold the essence of democracy. The Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change today launched a nationwide mass mobilization campaign, One Nation, One Mission, End Plastic Pollution, in the run-up to World Environment Day 2025. This campaign highlights India's unwavering commitment to environmental protection and sustainability aligned with India's flagship initiative, Mission Life. Education Minister P.D. Sona has written to Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan regarding the limited number of CUET examination centres in Arunachal Pradesh. In a letter addressed to the Union Minister, Sona highlighted that CUET is conducted in only 4 centres in and around Itanagar with limited seating capacity, creating logistical hurdles to students from far-flung areas. The Education Minister requested the Education Ministry to consider setting up at least 4 additional centres in Pasighat, Bondila, Tezu and Alo to ensure better accessibility and equitable opportunity for all aspirants in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.